This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to the Farm Show for Thursday, May 28th. This is John Michael Marty. The crop progress report shows Illinois in line with other states so far. According to the USDA, corn planted, Illinois has 93% of the corn in the ground as of May 24th. As far as the corn emerged, it looks like 78% as of the last week. And the corn condition, for the most part, has been good. 64% good, 16% excellent, 17% fair. Soybeans planted in Illinois as of last week, 60%. And the emergence, 29%. According to forecasters, the long-anticipated El Niño is finally materializing into more than just a weak formation. New data shows it could be stronger than earlier expected, and that could mean a cool, wet trend for this summer's Corn Belt weather. According to the NWS Climate Prediction Center, El Niño's arrived and has a 90% chance of staying this summer and an 80% chance of remaining through the end of 2015. In terms of strength, this El Niño is expected to be weak to moderate. Illinois is expected to have an increased chance of cooler than average conditions in the late summer and on into fall. That according to Jim Angel, Illinois State climatologist. The El Niño event has arrived, finally, and heavily influenced the NWS climate outlooks released this morning. For June, the southern plains are expected to have an increased chance of cooler than average temperatures. A large part of the U.S. is expected to have an increased chance of wetter than average precip, including the southern two-thirds of Illinois, much like we've experienced in May. An outlook like Angel's reflects the anticipation of a stronger system to move into place since speculation began that the El Niño's southern oscillation was transitioning from La Niña to El Niño about 2 years ago. Most have expected El Niño to come on in a weak way, in fact, just barely tilting that way from the median. But the trend has moved towards a stronger formation of El Niño. And though it's still mostly in the moderate category at its strongest, the latest outlooks mean the mercury may not push too high this summer in much of corn and soybean country. No 100-degree days, maybe? We'll see. We'll have part two in just a moment. Lots of controversy surrounding the EPA's final Waters of the United States rule. Following is a statement from Illinois Farm Bureau President Richard Gubert regarding that rule. It was finalized yesterday by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers. Every day, Illinois farmers demonstrate their deep commitment to improve water quality on their farms. The Illinois Farm Bureau is currently reviewing EPA's final ruling in detail. However, we believe this new regulation will cause greater confusion and new legal liabilities for farmers and landowners while providing both agencies with almost unlimited authority to regulate at their discretion. In addition, Illinois Farm Bureau believes this regulation will create a flood of unnecessary enforcement actions under the Clean Water Act, as well as citizen lawsuits against farmers for routine farming practices, like applying fertilizer or controlling weeds and pests in their fields. The Illinois Farm Bureau doesn't believe this regulation reflects the intent of Congress, and we will ask our elected officials to take any available action to prevent the WOTUS rule from being implemented. Finally, Illinois Farm Bureau strongly encourages Congress to address EPA's unprecedented, unseemly, and possibly illegal grassroots campaign to generate hundreds of thousands of public comments in favor of the regulation. Federal regulatory agencies should not be in the business of ginning up public or political support for their own actions. That from Farm Bureau President Richard Gubert, Jr. Finally, the 11th annual Illinois Pork Producers Pork Chop Open is August 31st. That's going to be held at the Western Illinois University Golf Course in Macomb. Pre-registration is ongoing, and you must register by August 10th. And to do that, you can visit Illinois Pork Producers at ilpork.com for more information, or contact Deb Turner at 217-529-3100. It's always been a good time, and price is right, and it's a full day and a lot of fun for the pork producers. That, again, that's the 11th annual Illinois Pork Producers Association Pork Chop Open, August 31st at Western Illinois University in Macomb. Starts at noon, and again, for more information, ilpork.com. That's our farm show for this Thursday, May 28th. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.